Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92. We're going to, as always, go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this morning, we're going to talk with Corey Bothan. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. Working hard just like you are.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners what's your job title and your responsibilities at Johnson Memorial Health Services.
So I am the clinic manager at Johnson Memorial. And I've been here for about 5.5 years as a clinic manager and 14 overall at Johnson Memorial. So.
Okay. And what does a clinic manager do, Corey? What's their responsibilities? Is that a lot?
A lot of things, yes. It's a pretty wide gamut of things. But, you know, I work with the clinic nurses, the providers, work on scheduling and flu shot clinics, like we're going to talk about in a little bit, our immunizations, that sort of thing.
Okay. All right. Why don't you just introduce yourself a little bit? Tell us a little bit about your family.
Okay. Well, I am born and raised in Dawson. I've lived here all my life. I've got 4 kids, one in college, one in 10th grade, 8th grade, and 6th grade. And so we just live a little ways outside of town.
Okay. Well, that keeps you busy with 4 children then, huh?
It sure does, yes.
All right, so what are we going to talk about this morning on Doc Talk?
All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about flu shot clinics. This is the first year that we did a drive-through flu shot clinic. Our first 2 that we held were at Riverside Town Hall, and they worked out really, really great. Patients could drive up. They gave us their insurance card, filled out the form that we needed, and they got their flu shot and could drive away. Nobody had to get out of the car. And so we've got 2 more scheduled, one for next Wednesday. I think that's November 4th. Sorry, Wednesday, November 4th.
Okay.
4:30 to 7. And then one the following week on Tuesday, November 10th from 4 to 6:30. So those 2 flu shot clinics we're going to be holding at Johnson Memorial. Just with the weather and uncertainty, we wanted to be a little bit closer to the indoors, and this way patients can drive under our canopy at the front entrance, and we will give them their flu shots there.
Oh, that's easy, isn't it? Easy way to do it.
Yes, it is.
Do you have to call ahead and register, or can you just show up?
You can just show up. So we do have the high-dose flu shots for patients who are 65 and older or are immunocompromised. And then we have the regular dose for the rest of our population. And we do have some flu mist for those who are a little afraid of needles.
Yep. That would be me.
Yeah. You have to fall in a certain, I think it's ages 2 to 50 that apply for the flu shot, or for the flu mist, sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, that excludes me then. So all you have to do is you can just drive up and show your insurance card and get a flu shot, huh?
That is it. We just ask wear something where it's easy to roll your sleeve up because we need to get, you know, to your upper arm and have your insurance card ready for everybody. You know, if you have multiple people in the family, usually everybody's on the same insurance plan, but if it's different, then we would ask for all of them.
Okay. Can it be just for whoever's in the car, too, or multiple people
in a car?
Or, okay.
Yeah, when we had our last flu shot clinic, we would get a group of, maybe 3 or 4 women who were out and about that day, and they all got their flu shot. And
a girl's day out.
That's right.
All right.
We just asked, too, that people wear their masks. The nurses that give the immunizations are masked, and we just ask that the patients, if they can tolerate the mask, would wear that when they come through.
Okay. And what are those dates again for the drive-through flu shot?
Wednesday, November 4th, and that is from 4:30 to 7 at Johnson Memorial, and then Tuesday, November 10th, 4 to 6:30 at Johnson Memorial. And we will be having one flu shots in Boyd at the clinic there as well on Tuesday, November 3rd from 9 to 11 a.m.
Okay.
And that's a reschedule that we had it scheduled earlier in the month, but didn't work out.
I would guess you're encouraging everyone to get their flu shot, especially this year, right?
Absolutely, yes. We highly encourage everybody to get their flu shots. Okay. Always, but this year, even right. more so.
All right. I understand you got some COVID drive up too, or talk about that a little
yes.
bit.
So in the past, we had patients park in our ER parking lot to do COVID-only testing, and due to the weather conditions being a little bit colder, last Tuesday our nurses were shoveling out to vehicles, and that didn't work out so well. So we have moved our drive-up COVID testing only, so if you're just coming to get a COVID test, to the main entrance of our care center, and we just have patients come in one at a time to that vestibule at the care center to be tested, and then they can go home and wait for their test results.
Okay, and how does that work? Do you have to register for that? You got to call in, or how does that work?
For that, we do ask that you call in. For our COVID patients or any respiratory illness of that sort, mm-hmm. We usually put it through to our triage nurse, and they will talk to the patient, because if the patient is showing signs that they might need to be seen by a provider, then we would want to schedule them so they're not going home and really sick and not getting the care that they need.
Right. Okay. Anything else on the COVID drive-up that we need to talk about?
I think that that's it.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, this is Doc Talk, and we're visiting with Corey Bothan. She's the clinic manager at Johns Memorial Health Services in Dawson. And you have some clinic updates for us, Corey?
Yeah. I just want to remind patients that if they're not comfortable coming into the clinic, that they can always reach out to us and try and set up their visit via telehealth. And we've been using Zoom or FaceTime to reach out to patients. And so our providers and nurses will call the patient in their home, and we can connect with them and do a visit that way, depending on what it's for. Sometimes we can't
right.
get around the patients yeah. coming in, but just to know that is available for our patients. It's worked out really, really great, and always we are here for patients too. So we have two late-night clinics on Monday night and Wednesday night, and patients can come in between, you know, there's clinic until 7 o'clock those evenings. And our physical therapy department, too, has expanded their hours. So on Wednesdays, they're here from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay. All right. All right. Real good. So if anyone has any questions about what we had talked about this morning, Corey, how can they get a hold of you, or how can they contact Johns Memorial Health Services?
They can call Johns Memorial at 320-769-4323. They can ask for me or any of the clinic nurses should be able to help answer their questions. If it's a COVID-specific question, you'll be transferred to the nurse triage line where they would be able to help more with that.
All right. All right. And once again, we just want to encourage everyone to make sure you get your flu shot this year. And why don't you just go one more time here, Corey, on that flu shot drive up at Johns Memorial Health Services when
sure.
it is again.
So we have next Wednesday, November 4th, and those times are 4:30 to 7, and then Tuesday, November 10th, 4 o'clock to 6:30. And you just drive up underneath
the canopy.
The main entrance
yep.
canopy.
Yep.
Yep. And we will come out and give you your shot.
All right. Real good, Corey. Well, hey, did we cover everything this morning then?
I think we've got it.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Corey. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yes, thank you, and have a great day.
That's Corey Bothan, the clinic manager at Johns Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.